Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
In case you missed the first part of the show, ladies and gentlemen, the reason that Chris whispers the stinger, the Paracast, is because Richard Saradet is the quiet researcher. Let me ask you a quick question about Dr. Turner. Mm-hmm. What was her take on what caused her abductions? Was it folkloric or UFO, ET, physically based?
Well, that's where I give her a lot of credit, because she never came down on one side or the other. And if you watch her speeches, she's very forthright about that. Her opinion is, trying to look at it like you or I have looked at it, else is like, in a person like Carla Turner, she can only deal with what she knows. I think her integrity is high. I think she never came down on one side or the other, that this was the abduction phenomena was what it appeared to be or not. Well, her opinion was, you can't trust anything. You can't trust the hypnosis. You can't trust anything. You can trust hypnosis to an extent, but there's layers and layers of deception here. It was like, we don't have a bottom line answer for this. And this is what drove her. And she was very adamant about not letting people just come to a conclusion. And she avoided coming to a conclusion about herself. At the same time, she was highly dependent on hypnotic regression for a lot of the information she developed. But the hypnotic regression was done in conjunction with certain experiences they were having and marks appearing on their bodies, which tended to lean her towards something's going on here that's really physical and going on. Is it alien? Is it military? Is it something else? The same questions I had when I met her. And from there to the time she died, she never came down one way or the other on it, except that there's something very manipulative going here. It's probably much more profound and difficult. And that's where it got left, I think, even when she died.
Now, just getting into more of this here, her death, liver cancer. Is anyone theorizing that something in her experiences, especially if she underwent physical examinations by some force or other, might have helped hasten this?
Yeah, there is that suspicion. Again, it's just a suspicion, you know, because for her, it kind of came up suddenly, but then liver cancer can come up suddenly. You know, these things happen. We'll never know. Basically, we'll never know, I don't think. And she's not the only one who's had a strange and kind of sad death at an early age in this UFO field, as you know. And
I kind of also wonder, Richard, if today she had a condition like that, she was still with us, whether a liver transplant would have taken care of it. Obviously, medical science is much more capable of dealing with these things.
Yeah, timing is everything. It really is. In my opinion, I think Carla, having visited her house and what I saw there and what I saw in their yard and what I saw in the experience in the house and what I saw as far as her little Polaroids that she showed me, they would take pictures of the marks in their bodies the morning after they thought they had an experience, or they woke up with blood on the pillows or gravel and dirt and leaves and twigs in the bed, and, you know, their clothes on inside out and not knowing any memory of what had went gone on, you know, that they were experiencing all these things. Now, you know, I tended to like cut to the simplest scenario. I was more inclined to think this was some kind of manipulation by a human agency, or maybe even, you know, experiments being done a la black ops, you know. So there was that be considered.
When you talk about her experiences with the so-called man in black, that leads you in that direction also. Now, I maybe didn't understand the answer here. Okay, she was told by the MIB she had to move, and she moved to this rural Arkansas home. Yeah. Is that the location they pointed her to?
As I recall, and I will have to check on this, but my recollection is that, yeah, they kind of guided her to this property.
Why listen to them? I always wonder about that.
Well,
you have some kind of being that says, do this, do that, do the other thing. And one of the things we like to talk about in the UFO field is the possibility of deception. When strange beings, higher beings, whatever, tell you to do something, why not just say, hey, forget it, go away?
I'd do the exact opposite.
Yeah, I think for her, it wasn't, I mean, it's bizarre enough to have two beings like that walk into your house, right? I mean, it's got to be so the cognitive dissonance that you're experiencing in the moment must be unbelievable if you can just put yourself there. But it wasn't just the appearance of these two guys. It was falling in place with a lot of other things. And then the job offer comes out of the blue, right? So it's like behind the scenes, there were a lot of factors working. And she said they just seemed to feel like maybe if we leave Denton, we'll escape this crap. You know,
now, the thing you mentioned here, the job offer, that sounds like something that could be manipulated by a government agency. But why?
Yeah, I know. That's what there's only questions. You know, they're really I don't have any answers. I just try to stick with what I found out. And I don't have any answers.
Going more in detail with these abduction scenarios. So once again, we're talking about what, more reptilian kind of creatures?
Well, no.
What kind of creatures? Let's be more specific about the type of creatures and the interactions in terms of communication.
All right. But for Carla's family, you know, you have to separate that experience from later she got involved with many people who came to her who were having abduction experiences. And we'll get into Barbara Bartholik, I think we should, a little while later. Because Barbara Bartholik was the hypnotist that Carla depended on and Leah Haley depended on. And they would drive, you know, across states to go to Barbara, or Barbara would come to them.
Now, what was her background? Was she just a hypnotist or a psychologist? What's
her background? Barbara was, you know, I'm in mid-60s. Barbara was older than me. As a young woman, I think she had been an actress. Then she married, kind of gave up acting, and moved to the Midwest. But she, too, had, you know, she was a person with many psychic and quote-unquote paranormal experiences in her background. And that led her in herself into her own investigation, eventually to hypnosis. And Barbara Bartholik, I knew her, and I got to know her through, and I met her both back at the conferences, and I met her twice when she visited L.A. We stayed in touch, and when she was coming to town, I just met with her shortly, went where she was staying and sat in the backyard on a picnic table and talked to her. And you could see that Barbara was very weighted by these things because, you know, when she do these hypnotic regressions on people, some of the things that came through were absolutely horrendous. I mean, just horrendous.
Now, you know, there are criticisms made of such things as hypnotic regression.
Yeah.
One example is Kevin Randall. I mean, he was co-author of a whole book about abductions where they really attacked regressions as a very inaccurate way to recover suppressed or lost memories.
Right, I agree. I agree. So that kind of puts the whole thing in the gray area, you know, and that's where we are. And also, it depends on your bend, you know, and you try to fit this information into your worldview, your Weltanschauung, you know, where does it fit into your worldview? How do you fit it in there? You know, and I think that's a lot of we see. We try to find a place to, you know, slip this into our worldview, and it changes your worldview quite a bit.
Is that part of the problem with UFO abductions? We are trying to fit it into our worldview of today. So we obviously have good reason to believe there are aliens in the universe, possibly intelligent races who will be visiting us. Certainly the more we learn about our universe, the more this is validated with Earth-like planets, and we can think that maybe there was life, intelligent life could have existed on Mars long ago, on the Dead Sea bottoms of Barsoom, or so much and so forth. With this kind of society, when we're visited by anything or anyone, whether it's manipulated or not, we're going to believe it's E.T. because that's the way we're hardwired.
Well, yeah, well, you see, the like Quetzalcoatl, you know, visiting, you know, in Central America and comes and a bearded white man comes out of the sky, lands, teaches them, stays with them for a period of time, and then leaves and says he shall return. And, of course, the next people to return that were white and bearded was Columbus and the boys, and they thought this was Quetzalcoatl returning. But he left by air. And many of these things leave by air. And so you go, okay, so they're coming from space. Well, they could just seem to be coming from, you know, a few hundred miles away. you know what I'm saying? It's like when you go to the airport and you see a plane land, you go, well, that's not necessarily from Jupiter. It's from New York. So the reason I bring this up is I keep wondering how much of what we're seeing is the remnants of an even older civilization that is still around and is somehow laying low in the background through this long epoch of time and doing certain things with an agenda that we haven't arrived at yet.
Of course, that takes us to the legends of the Deros and Tiros from Richard Shaver, the theories of crypto-terrestrials from the late Mac Tonys, so much more to talk about. With Richard Saradet, the quiet researcher, and we have, with Gene and Chris, the quiet... See, Chris didn't pick up on that.
I was waiting for it.
We have Gene and Chris. You're in the quiet...
The Paracast.
hey, neighbors, you've seen all those crazy, wacky products on TV. The perfect tortilla, easy covers, hot booties, furniture fix, petty spin, and more. Where do you find all that stuff? You go to asseenontv.com because this is the one-stop source for all of these TV goods advertised. Find all your favorites as seen on TV. Check them out asseenontv.com. And by the way, save 10%. Here's what you do. Use the code SEEN1, S-E-E-N number 1, SEEN1. Go to asseenontv.com to order. Save 10%. Purchase this summer's hottest As Seen on TV items. Save 10%. Or call 1-866-277-3366. 1-866-277-3366. The code SEEN1 to save 10%.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Being shushed by Chris O'Brien. He does that all the time, by the way, in our personal interactions. He's always been that way.
How suppressive, as a Scientologist would say. He's a suppressive personality.
Oh, don't even get involved in that. Now, before Chris joined us as co-host, in the previous incarnation of the PowerCast, we had someone on here who claimed to be in touch with the alleged nurse who had all this inside information about the Roswell case, which he threw away after he published the manuscript. He turned out to be a Scientologist, but he never went after us. So there you go.
Oh, okay. They love to shoot, don't they?
Well, I'm waiting for Tom Cruise on the phone right now. I have a little red phone here. When Tom Cruise is offended, he will call me.
That's right. Okay. Tom would be easier than John Travolta, I have a feeling.
Hey, I just saw a headline in one of the tabloids as I was checking out of my supermarket that Tom Cruise is going to take a big step back from Scientology. Of course, you never know if these things are true, but...
Well, I'm anxious to see how much of that step back Scientology permits him.
Isn't it something there that you either have to get out completely or they're going to go after you forever or it doesn't matter? I don't know that much about Scientology, and that's not part of our discussion. We're talking about the alleged higher beings that Dr. Turner encountered, about the people she dealt with. But we're talking here about this woman who did the hypnotic therapies or sessions. And as you tell me, the way I understand it, she was a hypnotist. She was not somebody trained in psychology or psychiatry or a social worker or something.
No, right. So she came without that background, you know, again, as a self-created explorer, you know. Like I said, she's a dear woman. I really, really, really admired her. And this stuff weighed heavily upon her. Now, if you take that as her Weltanschauung, that the things that were coming out of these regressions, things she was hearing and seeing, and when you're there, and I've been through several observations of regressions, and when you see somebody relive it, sometimes it is just startling how real it is. And yet other times, and I'm thinking of two cases in particular that I observed it, where even though the person was going through all this sort of emotional angst, I had a sense of confabulation and of acting that maybe even the person was not even totally aware of. So, but being an actor and, you know, spending years, many, many years, spend many evenings sitting in a professional acting class, you know, watching actors go up and do scenes, then hearing the critiques, and you get to be a really acute observer, you know, of people, because that's part of the craft of learning your craft as an actor. Just with that ear, that with that background, sometimes you'd hear that false note and go, something else is going on here, you know. So
I agree totally. And, you know, having been out in the field off and on for many years, interviewing hundreds of people, you get that sense of when somebody has lost the reality of the situation and is starting to embellish or confabulate.
Yeah, and it's almost seamless, but you can sure notice it if you're paying attention.
But doesn't that also, if we have the imperfect nature of the regression process, that puts a cloud on some of the results that you got, right?
Absolutely. I would agree, Gene. It just leaves more questions than answers. One of the things I think that Carla felt, and probably influenced by Barbara Bartholik's being the hypnotist and the stories that came out of the people that even Carla directed to Barbara and was, you know, there for the sessions and the conversations afterwards, even in the case of Ted Rice, this is very subtle and complicated stuff. I do believe that this is an interactive conscious phenomena, and that as soon as you enter it as an investigator, you are no longer outside the glass looking in on your experiment, that somehow the glass is dissolved and you are being manipulated as much as they are in this whole context. It becomes very, very iffy. You know what I mean?
So the investigator becomes part of what's being investigated.
Yeah, and
oh,
then
boy.
You have a hard time separating yourself from the activities that are going on around you, and you lose your objectivity as an investigator because now it's playing with you.
You know, it's funny here. John Keel used to talk about situations where he'd get a phone call, maybe from a phone booth, and pick it up, and it's for him. And that goes back to all the stuff you see in movies, like Bruce Willis would get that in a Die Hard film. And then there's this TV show called Person of Interest, produced by Jonathan Nolan, who's the brother of Christopher Nolan and worked in writing the Batman series, the Dark Knight series. And there's a situation in a current episode where he picks up the phone, the computer is talking to him.
Yeah, and he's looking up at the camera, talking back to the computer, cutting a deal with it.
Right, you've got to cut a deal with the computer, so you're going to help me find...
My partner.
Yeah.
That's an interesting show. It's a good base for good paranoia. You know?
Yeah, so you kind of wonder here where whatever force is involved is making the person who was investigating this an unwilling participant. But that goes back to the government disinformation thing, because we see the government certainly has control of the phones. They obviously have ways to tap someone's conversation. So doesn't that lead you to think more and more that some of the stuff that Carla Turner and her friends were undergoing had some kind of government intervention factor?
I did. I absolutely did. You know, it's funny. They were a little bit, and so was John Mack, resistant to that. I remember going up to John Mack at that conference in Eureka Springs, that after we spent the night, the first night I spent at Carla's house, the next day Saturday morning, we drove up to Eureka Springs and spent the day and the night at the conference and the next morning at the conference. Then we drove back. I spent some night at her house. Both nights in her house were extremely strange for me because there was definitely something going on there. And if you want me to address that right now, I will, if that's going off the track. You want to stay with Barbara Bartholik and her belt and song? What I'm trying to produce is this. There is, as soon as you begin to investigate this stuff, the line gets very blurry because things begin to happen because you're there, maybe. You know, it's very, very, Chris, maybe you've experienced some of this with your investigation. You know, that suddenly you're not the objective observer anymore.
And well, believe me, that's like one of the things that I would like, you know, self-flagellate myself to be as objective and totally grounded and impartial as possible. But yeah, you're right. I mean, there were a few times when someone that I knew and respected and really, really had a deep connection with and understood their level of objectivity, they would tell me something so fantastic that I would almost be forced to buy into it. So, you know, it's not a very well demarcated line between belief and disbelief.
Yeah,
sometimes it is, you know, there is a gray area there. So, yeah, that's a really good point, Richard.
And I think, you know, what I've learned and constantly refining is and discovering is how much, you know, the question we ask determine the answer we get. And, you know, it's an evolution and sort of like, what is the basis nexus that has formed me, you, your personality, your traits, the way you look at the world, your life experiences, and whatever it is, you know, the thing that forms you. And when you get into this field and start to look for answers, you have to look at your own worldview and challenge that too. And it's sort of like a constant process of like peeling an onion. You kind of shed a layer of your belief system. You notice interfering with your conclusions. And so you try to allow for that. Then you discover there's another belief system that you have that is also coloring what you're willing to look at and how you're willing to look at it. I don't know how to escape that. Except that, you know, like you said, this self-flagellation, you know, you discussed, like you're trying to beat yourself as objectivity in a situation that's very hard to do because you're dealing with your own worldview. Your questions are coming from your own worldview.
Richard Saradet is joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
This is Kurt Zevin, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have Richard Saradet, who's a not-so-quiet researcher on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. And we're looking at all these crazy events, the possibility of deliberate manipulation, how someone who researches the phenomenon suddenly becomes caught up in it. And I wonder there, is that also possibly self-generated? Because John Keel said, to run is an invitation to be chased.
When I was working and trying to get behind what the whole Com-12 Mike Younger was scenario was about, and I became very close to Mike Younger and spent many, 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 many days and hours and experiences with him. You know, you're trying to get to the, like, whatever Mike Younger was, he wasn't quite what he presented himself to be at first, but he was still definitely had some kind of something behind him, guiding him and feeding him information. That I don't think anybody who spent any time with him, whether it's Greg or anybody else, you couldn't help. Even Don Ecker has arrived at that place back then. You know, he was warning me. He said, I'm telling you, Rick, you better be careful. You know, these guys are disinformation. You're going to get sucked in. They're going to get hooked in. And I said, Don, that's what I expect. You know, I said, I don't want to turn this to magazine, but I was like, with this stuff rising up right now, this whole abduction phenomenon, and you got this guy out talking like he's an ex-Navy SEAL and he's going to tell us all this kind of stuff. I said, well, this is the kind of stuff I'm interested in. I want to see if we can get the understanding of why they're playing these games. What's the payoff of them? What's this about? You know? And that was a long, slow process. Once again, the forming relationships and trying to get to know somebody well enough to where you can tell when they're fabricating, when they're not, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I watched Mike Younger's mental and emotional stability over the period of years I knew him, actually just dissolved into extreme desperation and misery. And eventually, you know, he dies of a heart attack, about 100 feet from the bus stop down in South Orange County. They find his body like he was walking along the railroad tracks, like he'd given up waiting for the bus or something, and they found him dead there. And I have to admit, I feel very bad about the fact that I did not attend his funeral. I was just too, I can't say, it was all just too complicated for me at the time and extremely disturbing to have watched this go on and watched Mike attempt two suicides before that, that we weren't sure were 100% real suicide attempts or whether they were just craving, you know, craving some kind of help and attention. He was a very artistic guy. If you see his artwork, he was incredibly artistic, very, very deep and sensitive man in a lot of ways. Had a very troubled childhood. Was, you know, actually fits the profile of the kind of person you'd recruit to do something. He may have been recruited at some point by some entity. There's been hints, and I've had some very strong hints from some people I consider very reliable, that the Con 12 operation was an operation, and it had its purpose. I'm still not clear on. It was, first of all, about getting certain information out, because I think there's a big division in this government between the viewpoint that certain elements take on this UFO phenomenon, meaning the CIA and its venues, as opposed to ONI, Office of Naval Intelligence, and the view they take. And I've had this reinforced to me by three different sources over a long period of time that I can't even talk about the sources, so you can take it or leave what it's worth. I'm not going to talk about the sources. But
stop for 1 second. Why not?
Because then I would lose them. I'm sorry. It's like, it's not that I give them 100% credibility. I don't, because you're dealing with people whose job it is to accomplish certain tasks and to take on anything that comes and deflect it or shape it or whatever. You take that as a given. But, you know, the acquired researcher, people don't talk to you if they and tell you anything useful if they know you're out there, like, I'm going to repeat it right away. You know, also you become a useful idiot, because then you're just kind of farming out the crap, you know, that they're putting out. So you,
boy, do we see a lot of that, Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But this big bag of gray file, you know, and a lot of it just sits there and just waits for something to ping. That might come along and go, oh, I remember him, but then you go look at it and see if there's anything else you can tie to it to get a clearer picture.
The whole government involvement in this subject, in UFOs and abductions and all the attendant phenomenon that are automatically knee-jerk connected to UFOs that's a huge subject right there. But how about this little added element that not many people are willing to deal with? And this is a question from Nameless, who's been on our Paracast forum.theparacast.com for about a year. And he wants to know if you've read Nick Redfern's book, Final Events. And yeah, he supplies a quote from the website touting the book. And it's, for decades, stories of alien abductions, UFO encounters, flying saucer sightings in Area 51 have led millions of people to believe that extraterrestrials are secretly among us. But what if these millions of people are all wrong? What if the UFO phenomenon has much darker and far more ominous origins? For 4 years, UFO authority Nick Redfern has been investigating the strange and terrifying world of a secret group within the U.S. government known as the Collins Elite. The group believes that our purported alien visitors are, in reality, deceptive demons and fallen angels. They are minions of Satan, who are reaping and enslaving our very souls and paving the way for Armageddon and Judgment Day. The question is, does anyone know what the deal is with the U.S. alphabet agencies interested in the occult, which totally puts a whole new ball of wax into the big ball of wax?
Yeah. Well, there's several things I can add to that. First of all, talking about Nick Redfern's coverage of the Collins Elite, I went sniffing around about that, too, after reading it. And, what I said before is just reinforced, is that there is a real split, a real conflict, and I mean it is real, within the government on this issue, on the interpretation of this issue. And I'll show you some evidence for that. Going back to Mike Younger, Mike Younger used to sneer at the CIA, and they used to have a nickname for them. Derogatory nickname, Christians in Action. They say sarcastically. And what I've learned from other sources since then is that their view of the Collins Elite, they think is full of crap. ONI does. But the CIA has embraced it. And they've actually, the conclusions of the Collins Elite at the end of the book, if you read it, there were some people really pushing for a forcible conversion of Americans to Christianity as a kind of a precursor to the final events, as he names the book. And I think eschatology is a big, 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 like, elephant sitting in the middle of the room inside the intelligence agency. The CIA got involved in this occult areas way back when, as you know from clues you've seen from the books on remote viewing, when you start giving a nice fancy technical name like remote viewing, and you know, they develop the protocols, and it wasn't Ingo Swann, but the other guy who helped develop these protocols. Ingo Swann did part of them, the protocols for remote viewing. You're still trying to concretize something which has been experienced by people, you know, for millions of years. I mean, you know, even your street corner psychic, you know, just a different way of a terminology to use. This, when you enter into the dark and you're feeling around, trying to figure out what's in there, depending on where you're standing and what you're feeling, you come to a different conclusion. And I think that's when we reach into this realm, this very soft realm of mental communication. You're dealing a lot with the archetypes available in your own vocabulary of your mind, the images in your mind, the thoughts, your basic belief system. And whatever information is coming through is going to take those pieces to assemble something to present to you. That's kind of the way I view it. So anytime you're, quote-unquote, getting information from an outside source or channeling or anything else, there's no way to validate it, even if the, if some of the things that are given to you actually happen. You'll see there's usually a series of things that happen, and then a bigger one, and then you're already for the big one, and it doesn't happen. And we see this over and over again. It's a very complicated area in which we are really blind. It's like we're still feeling around in the dark. Gifted psychics, though, really gifted psychics, which are, I think, more rare, just see things more totally and more clearly and are more grounded when they have the experience. It's more resolved with them.
I'll tell you what, we have a lot of resolve to explore with Richard Saradet. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, you can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio. and advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
The less than quiet researcher, how's that? Richard Serrett. But he's quiet when people give him information and say, protect my name, protect the source. You're with Gene and Chris on the Paracast. Chris, you want to pick up on another question, please?
Yeah, I do. And this comes from The Cake is Allie. I'm not sure. that's an interesting avatar name. They signed up yesterday, just in time for the show, Richard, and they say, first time poster here with a question. As someone who feels unconvinced about the validity of memories regained by hypnotherapy, I was wondering what you would say to someone like me to convince me. Oh. Also, what research has been done on the subject by the scientific community, mainstream or otherwise, and what are their findings? Now, obviously, we have gone over some of this territory, but we haven't really discussed the, I think, the disdain that the academic and scientific communities have in relation to hypnotic regression and abductions.
Well, several things I want to say about that. First of all, I'm not drawing any conclusions, and I would not try to persuade anybody of the validity of a hypnotically regained material, because I can't persuade myself. I just have to consider it, and I think always the devil's in the details. You know, in our waking life, we have, as we go through a day, we have moments of more clarity, less clarity. You know, we have emotional uprisings, lower uprisings. All of these things are going to color what comes out in a relaxed state, whether you're going to meditation and the images start coming up, or whether you're going to meditation and images start coming up. I don't think you can trust any images on the face value that come up in this area through hypnotic regression. They may be symbolic images to some extent. And so, I draw no conclusions. I would not try to convince you that you should rely on the information. As far as scientific attempts to validate the reliability of hypnosis, it has been used, it depends on the subject. It's been used very successfully on some subjects with accurate information. Police departments have been very successful, and the FBI has been successful at using hypnosis sometimes to get more information after an event than the person consciously recalled. Under hypnosis, you can clarify a moment, you can zero in on it. The subconscious is amazing. A car that drove by, you can go back and perhaps with a sufficient relaxation and direction, actually bring that image back up and see the license plate, the make and model and color of the car. And that has been successfully used by law enforcement, but it's not a foolproof method. You know, it's not something you depend on anymore than you depend on remote viewing. We're just too wet behind the ears to be able to consider this a valid scientific tool. It's just another thing that you have to kind of pick and choose through. Like in real life, when you meet somebody, you have to pick and choose how you take them, you know, how you respond to them. Yeah. As far as validity goes, it's questionable and it's up and down depending on the subject and the situation. But as being invalid, it's not totally invalid, nor is it totally valid.
I still can't get back to feeling that with Dr. Turner, some of the experiences that she may have had, and possibly the ones that she investigated, involved some kind of deliberate manipulation by someone that wasn't something to be taken at face value. But let's go back, and I asked this before we got sidetracked, with the way the evidence was gathered. And that is the creatures she saw during the course of these abductions. Can you describe them in more detail?
Well, I'd like to start with the husband's experience, his first recollection under hypnosis, when he describes his encounters, what he described and termed the Ancient One. And he describes the Ancient One as looking somewhat like a gray, but, you know, wrinkled forehead, old, kind of dried up, tall and spindly, with the large cranium and large eyes, but not necessarily wraparound eyes. And his description of his meetings with this was that he realized that this was not a first meeting, that this, he knew this being, whatever, and that this being, the Ancient One, never got happy about things or sad about things, just did the work, so to speak. You know, it felt like a scientific task or doing an experiment. Yet there was a sense of great purpose. And so that's the description he would give of the creature he saw repeatedly sometimes in his abduction, and that there was a history he had with this creature. Now, as far as the other creatures, at times, beings described by abductees taken to Barbara Bartholik were the conventional grays. Others were something else, reptilian, literally like if you can picture a man that was a reptile, and that there were these reptilian experiences. And the description of these regressions, and of course, you've got to remember the interaction between the subconscious of the hypnotist and the subconscious of the hypnotic subject. That's why it gets so tricky to interpret or put any real concrete, faith into, because how much of Barbara's hypnoregressions were shaped by her spiritual worldview is hard to distinguish. But in the case of these regressions involving reptilians, the experience was usually extremely negative, extremely aggressive, and, rapes, threats, all kinds of dark, heavy manipulation, like gangbanger kind of stuff, That would be the experience some of these abductees had with their abductors, and they were described as reptilian, where other people would describe a different set of experiences, much more neutral, yet all involved shown scenarios that see their reaction, people being manipulated into relationships, almost pre-set up. All this material that comes out of her book, in The Masquerade of Angels, to go back to that book, because I think it's particularly significant and useful. The story of Ted Rice, I think, is a good example of how we're peeling the onion, because his interpretation of experiences changed the more he got into it. And eventually he came to a place where what he thought was a spiritual experience involving, high beings evolved into a recognition that, wait a minute, this is not what it seems. And that's when he began to really go, is this involving flying saucers and aliens? And he described several mass abductions taking place that he saw and observed and was a part of outside of Shreveport. There were multiple witness accounts. His journey is a journey away from what he was comfortable with as a psychic to a much larger, more complicated scenario. And he, early in his book, describes he gets a job one summer that he seemed to have been told he was going to get, and he didn't see how it was going to happen. And he ends up working out of Sun Valley for the summer among the billionaire row there, where everybody goes for their rich people go for their summers and have a great time up there. And I have a friend who lives right near there. And so he's working there that summer, and he loves the mountains. He's from the south like me. It's like mountains. Cool. So he does a lot of hiking. And on these hikes, he runs into this woman he describes as very attractive. He sees her around the place, here and there. She meets him. He'd go out for these long hikes, and sometimes she'd be there and waiting for him, so to speak. And they would sit and talk, and yet she's very cryptic. She tells very little about herself. She's very gentle about questioning him about who he is and what he feels, almost like she's mentoring him in a certain way. And at one point, they're sitting and looking at the sky late in the day and the distance of the mountains and a valley, and she says something about, do you believe in UFOs, as a matter of fact? And he goes, well, I don't know. And then in the distance, a UFO comes off behind a mountain, peeks out, and goes behind it. She, in their last meeting, says something like, well, I've got to go back to my people. He's getting more curious about who she is, and she's very evasive. He keeps asking questions about this woman around the resort. Like, you see this lady? And nobody has ever seen the lady he keeps meeting out there. And she's kind of olive skin, very attractive. And she says her and her people live high up in the mountains. And that's about as close as he ever got to it. Again, this picture that forms is so complicated. One is inclined, I am inclined to think that, you know, we live in a great chain of being, and that where we think, you know, we are the top of the ladder here in this environment, we may not necessarily be. And these other beings or these other people, they maybe have always been here. They may be from somewhere else. Who knows? But these influences paint a complicated picture, which seems to say that something is engineering us in a particular direction. And yet, as a group movement, trying to move the whole society in a direction, and yet it's individualized also. Your personal path, your personal change you go through is also being managed and mentored. I know it's a big picture to consider. That's my take, one of the things I consider going on.
Wow.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Chris has a question in the waiting, but we'll get to our next segment before we do it. You kind of look here as to whether it is all about the journey and not so much ever finding out a solution to the UFO mystery or whatever that morphs into 10, 20, 30, 50, or 100 years from now. We never understand. We have Richard Saradet. He's the quiet researcher who's not so quiet when he gets going. We've been focusing very heavily on the work and experiences of Dr. Carla Turner and the people with whom she came in contact. But you're with Gene and Chris. We're not so quiet. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.